the brook is a little body of water smaller.
Here a branch.
Oh yeah, that way the branch, but the branch and the creek was just about the same, except that the people used a different term.
Branch then is pretty good size.
I'm thinking about these that used to go through our field. Some call them branch, others call them creek. So that's why I'm saying it's about the same thing, but now people might have had some difference in the size when they would speak of it, but actually they were the same because I have heard them call this one thing branch and creek.
And different kinds of elevations, you don't really have mountains here, do you?
No, there used to be one little mountain out west of town, but I don't know how high it was. It must not have been very high because it soon wore down. And there is no mountain around here now, as I know it.
I wonder where this little town, Blue Mountain, got its name.
I just don't know. It's back east or somewhere, but I don't know how it got its name.
I went through it and I didn't see a mountain, so I wondered whether that perhaps the whole elevation there is pretty high.
Probably.
And if you saw water come down a hillside and then hit some rock and then drop, say 25 feet, what would you as a child have called that?
Well, we didn't ever see anything like that, but I just imagine if they could call it waterfall.
Waterfall. And if the water comes down the hillside, cuts into the land, what is it cutting?
You mean the result of this water?
Yes.
A gully.
Gully?
Mm-hmm.
And again, how big is a gully?
A gully can be different sizes because of the way farmers describe it, if water run down through that field and cut any kind of opening, let it be narrow, that's a gully, or let it be wider, it's still a gully, but they might refer to it as a big gully and a little gully.
What's a ravine? A ravine?
That's where a lot of vines grow up, you know, grapevines and anything like that on the creek bank. That's what we usually call that. I don't know whether that's really a scientific name for it.
It isn't clear to me at all. How in the first place, maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. Does that sound?
Yeah, that's what they call a ravine.
And that's just on the side of a creek.
It could be the side of a creek, or it could be just out in the woods. The way we describe it is it's just where those grapevines or muscadine vines all thread themselves among tree limbs, and you just can't see through it, and you can't walk through it either.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't necessarily a cut.
No, I don't think so, unless
I see.
Quite sure.
Well, whatever you called it as a child, is what I'm saying. And the different kinds of trees, how about the kind, maybe I mentioned this yesterday, the kind with balls, smaller, so sort of with needles on.
Pine trees?
No, this is not a pine, it has leaves, and the leaves fall.
Oh, you said it had leaves and then have these balls?
Yes, smooth bark.
Oh, I know, probably sweet gum. Sweet gum? These little balls sticky, you know, kind of sharp pointed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Evidently sweet gum.
What's a sycamore then?
Sycamore is a smooth bark tree. The bark is very smooth, and I'm not too sure about the shape of the leaves, but I know the sycamore tree has a smooth bark.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a buttonball tree?
No.
I don't know whether it might be a sweet gum instead of a sycamore.
Yeah.
Buttonball or buttonwood. And poisonous vines.
What kind of vines?
Poisonous vines.
Oh, yes, call them poison oak and poison ivy, if that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm. And a bush that turns red in the fall, and I think it's supposed to, some people say it's poisonous, and it stains, it's a very reddish, has sort of a pyramid at the top of seeds.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of that thing, and those little heads that's on, look kind of like sorghum heads. Yes. But yes. I don't know the name of those things.
Is your impression that they're poisonous or not?
Well, I've never really never thought of them as being poisonous. However, I've never handled them and, you know, thinking that they were or not. I don't know whether they classify the poison or not.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call them shoemake?
I've heard shoemake, but I didn't know this was it.
I see. Well, maybe it isn't.
It could be, but I just never didn't know the name of that thing I'm talking about. So consequently, it could have been a shoemake.
Okay.